Greetings.
Welcome to this week's High Standards.
High Standards with...
High.
High Standards with High, yes. Lots and lots of high, because it'll have to be high if you're going to enjoy this.
That is true. I am on PCP.
I thought you were going to say your name is Rich, but that works too.
My name is Rich and I'm on PCP.
My name is Brandon and I'm not. Oh, wait, that's right. They don't know me as Brandon. That's my new nickname.
They don't know me as Brandon is this week's nickname. Well, Goldberg.
Goldberg. The goalie.
Goldberg.
From the Mighty Ducks.
Off the top.
It is time for off the top.
Go, you start us off this week.
I start us off. Well, let's see here. This week I enjoyed some trivia, which by enjoy I mean failed at because I'm not very knowledgeable of trivial things. But
there's a difference between knowledge in trivia and knowledge of trivial things.
If you're knowledgeable of trivia, trivia is trivial. No?
No, trivial is like...
unimportant?
It's an unimportant small detail.
Exactly. That's why it's trivia.
All right, fair enough.
You're going to try an argument? Well, no. I'm trying to argue this out.
There's really no argument. I'm just saying, like when you get like a current events question that's of relevance to the world.
Well, that's
not a trivial.
That's current events, but even then, it could still be trivial.
It can be, but you're describing trivia as overarchingly trivial.
Well, kind of is when it's like, oh man, name the actor from this 1980s movie that like grossed all of $10 million. And I'm like,
Short Circuit 2?
Oh, you broke my heart. That's not trivial. Short Circuit 2
important.
Is not trivial. But it's trivial to someone, therefore it's trivia.
All right, well,
So what would you enjoy this week?
The only thing you enjoyed was trivia?
That's pretty much it. I mean...
All right, that's cool. I've completed my pilgrim song that we discussed from last week.
You'll have to send me that.
Is being mixed down at probably, well, not as we speak, but
as I was thinking about this podcast earlier.
Yeah, as we speak, it's being mixed down.
Because these words are being recorded. That means they're always being spoken.
And once this gets finished, we got maybe one more song to record for that, and we're going to send all of this to Ken Casey, and Ken Casey is the bass player for the Dropkick Murphys.
Which is pretty badass.
Yeah, and he's going to try to hook us up with a manager and stuff, so.
Nice.
Famous children's music. And other than that, just doing school shit.
Because when I think Dropkick Murphys, I think children's music.
You're going to in like 6 months. Mark my words.
What's more is I'm thinking about children's music all the time.
Well, if you're me, you are thinking about it most of the time.
Well, if I was you,
that sounded creepier
than
I intended it to be.
And
I do
be
have
damned,
glasses.
I'll be judged.
Don't tell them what I look like.
You have glasses? That's very
that
minor
narrows
about
it down
your appearance.
A bit. Okay.
I didn't hear what you said.
Moving along. I feel like I want to keep the would you rather scenarios like weekly. Like I'm going to come up with one every week.
That
I
sounds
have one for,
delicious.
For this week.
Because robots and monsters are delicious?
Well, this one's not about that. This one's not about what would you live longer with.
Okay.
This is an actual would you rather.
Actual, because... robots can't take over the world. It's impossible.
Well, that's a different argument. We'll get into next week, perhaps. All right, but, okay. Would you rather live in a submarine...
the ugly one.
...or a... All right.
I'm sorry, continue.
Would you rather live in a submarine or a spaceship for the rest of your life? Now, you can never leave... the area of the spaceship or the submarine. Like, you can go out for a spacewalk or scuba diving, and your friends and family can all come to visit you respectively on each of these. And you never have to worry about either malfunctioning, so you run out of air or it crashes or anything. It's all set. You'll just be living there.
I'll just be living in a submarine. Like, I have, like, a tracker on my foot where I'll explode if I go too far away from it.
Well, no, it's not even, well, not, like, imprisoned there.
Oh.
Just... if you had to make the choice, that's how Would You Rather works.
If I had to make the choice, I'd go with space. I'm afraid of the ocean. Anything sea creature-ish, and I want it to die in a fire. But I can't because they're in the water and they'll never burn.
That's true.
So, points. Although I guess fire doesn't work in space, but I don't got to worry about sea creatures. Plus, if I'm out in space long enough, maybe I'll find... like a hot alien chick and banger, like Kirk
that's
would do.
That's what you're going with. That's your reason.
Yes, that is my only reason. Is I'd rather bang a hot space chick than a hot mermaid.
So, Ariel or the Avatar chick?
Well, Avatar chick is more like I don't consider that space. I consider that just random sci-fi. I'm thinking. Like, an advanced civilized space society.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Yes.
All right, well,
and now you know. Fair enough. How about you, Rich? Which would you rather?
I also choose space because I imagine that I am Han Solo in the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, well, that's...
also getting space chicks.
Space poon. Where no man has gone before.
It's like a harpoon, but for space.
Oh, God. Can I get a harpoon? Is that street legal?
I don't think you can get a license to carry a harpoon.
Well, why
unless
not?
You're underwater.
If I can get a license to carry a loaded firearm, is a harpoon not, like, less dangerous?
I guess it's got more scare tactic. If you got held up with the pistol, you can just be like, I got held up. And you don't explain the pistol. But if you get held up with a harpoon, you'd be like, I just got held up with a fucking harpoon.
Yeah, like, I guess. But if you were like a bunch of terrorists and all you had were harpoons, I feel like...
you are poorly funded terrorists.
Well, that too. But, like, how much danger are the people really in? Like, a gun can have many bullets. A harpoon pretty much has, like, one... and it'd be really long to reload.
Automatic assault harpoon.
Oh my God, we are inventing this.
That's my death metal fish cover band.
Ooh, very nice.
Thank you.
That's what she said.
All right. Well, I'm hesitant to bring this up, but since I've already said that I'm hesitant to bring this up...
you kind of have to.
I have to. Or I could just lie and make it something else and you'd never know the difference.
I would. Do you know why?
You would, but you wouldn't. That's true. Friday by Rebecca Black.
Oh, no. I was hoping you wouldn't bring this up. I specifically wrote it down.
Oh, good. Well, at least we're on the same page.
God damn it. Like, I don't even know where to begin. This song is... it's so bad... so bad. But it's not really her fault. She didn't write it. It's not her fault. It's the adults around who are just like, yeah, keep going. We'll make you into a huge star with this.
I don't even think that was gonna happen. I think they were just like, here's your song, blah de blah, and they did the thing.
Apparently, like, her mom spent, like, $2,000 for her to, like, record, like, a single or something. And this was one of the songs that they had available for her to sing.
I can't imagine why it was available.
And...
I'm sure Beyonce was dying to get her hands on it.
If you know, she's 13 years old and she's singing about getting into a car. Who's driving?
The other...
kids?
Well,
it's like...
I suppose... well, what's the age you can start driving...
like
most of the 15? Country.
15? 16?
In New Hampshire, it's like 15 and a half.
Yeah.
But even then, that's you have to have a parent or someone.
Yeah, like, you can't drive alone until, like, you're 16, 17, and at least for all the near states of us.
Yeah, that's a detail that's it's kind of scrutinized in my book. Why is she getting in that strange car?
That and is that? Just the fact that she's. If the song was meant for a kid who to sing who is like 15, 16, 17, I would hope that the lyrics would also be a little bit better than yesterday was Thursday and tomorrow's Saturday, but today's Friday.
That's close. My favorite is partying. fun.
Oh, it's just so bad. Why? Who thought this was a good idea?
I'm gonna read the entire. I'm gonna read the lyrics at like a slam poetry event.
Oh my god, we need someone like. This is definitely a job for like Christopher Walken to be singing.
Or James Earl Jones.
Or
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, Morgan Freeman's a great pick for that.
Morgan Freeman presents. Rebecca Black's Friday. I wish Charlton Heston was still alive, because I feel like he'd be a candidate for voiceovers.
I wish that the song never existed, so we could go on with our lives, but we can't, because we'll never be as popular as the song. I mean, yeah, it's just a fact.
I will be less popular for the right reasons, as opposed to this popular for the wrong reasons.
No. Famous is always better than not famous.
Well, no. Famous is... Well, you're talking a difference between famous and infamous. And this song is definitely the latter.
I guess. But still, how many millions of views now? Aren't we, like, past 30?
It was 35 million when I showed my mother.
And when was that?
Probably 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I watched the video 2 nights ago when it was at 27. So... That's a lot of views real quick.
I mean, I'm not going to shit too much. The girl's 13. She's
oh, no, it's not even, like bank. I said, it's not about her. It's about the people around her who enabled this to happen. It was like the perfect storm of stupidity. I can't even comprehend it. Fucking Rebecca Black.
Well, if you, I think the logic is that if you can't write something that is stuck in your head for good reasons, write something that's stuck in your head for bad reasons. And, I mean, the end game's the same. So I think that was the mentality there.
I guess. I don't know.
I guess. But fuck this. I was debating whether or not this was going to be my go fuck yourself. But I thought I couldn't do it because I wouldn't.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, yeah, I guess you're right. You can't really... Can't really blame her personally. That's my take on it. But
yeah, I don't know.
You're free to blame whoever you want. I blame you, America. Fuck you.
I guess this is a go fuck yourself wild card in that manner.
Like, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what else do you have?
Well, I've been considering this because my phone's been crapping on me. I want a fucking iPhone. I want an iPhone 4 so bad. I should have just spent the money. I hate Sprint. Sprint can go fuck themselves.
That's Verizon that has it.
Verizon now has it as well. I don't care who I get it from. I'll take it from the Dalai Lama. I want an iPhone. I want a Jesus phone. I want my phone to be so awesome. Because I'm awesome.
You're just saying Jesus is awesome, so his phone is awesome, and yes. I want what his phone is.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to think that the iPhone is the embodiment of Jesus reincarnate. Or at least the idea behind Jesus, because quite frankly, I'm a little... I think the verdict's out still on Jesus as a person.
I think we just offended the South.
I think we just offended like a billion people, but they can go fuck themselves. There we go. That's my go fuck yourself.
Ooh.
Christians in general.
Wow.
I'm going for it, man.
That's bold.
Just wait till next week's. Who am I going to offend next week with my go fuck yourself? No, but seriously, I want an iPhone. Everyone around me is starting to get them. Like, 5 people at work have them, And they're like, oh, man, you should totally get this app. And I'm like, yeah, I can't because my phone sucks. It makes me want to cry.
Well, don't cry. I don't think they have the Tier app yet.
No. My phone gets stupid apps like an air horn.
How is that stupid?
It's actually pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie.
What if you're walking through heavy fog?
But my people at work are like, oh, man, but the iPhone one is so much better because you get, like, different versions of it. And you can get, like, it's just so much better.
It's fair enough.
I mean, my life is very boring, people. You need to understand this. I put the exciting times behind me.
Would you consider getting a droid?
An actual droid as opposed to my Android wannabe? Then yes.
Yeah. But if you had to choose between...
iPhone.
Okay. Why?
It's just got better apps overall. Like, even if you gotta pay for some of them, they're so cheap anyway. Why wouldn't you? Angry Birds does not work on my phone. It's available for it. It worked once. I was like, oh man, that's awesome. At least I still get to play. And then I turned it on again and it just doesn't work. For no reason. Didn't update my phone. Just, yeah, I don't want to work anymore.
Those bastards.
How dare they take away Angry Birds from me?
Well, good luck on getting that phone.
Yeah.
I know we're all pulling for you.
Also, on a side note, you need to get Left 4 Dead.
Which one?
Either one. Preferably 2, because you get to play like a lot of Left 4 Dead 1 on Left 4 Dead 2. They kind of carried over some of the maps.
It's on my to-do list. My Xbox Live ran up, so I have
Well, no, I meant like for PC. This kind of entails you getting like a new PC or laptop that can run Left 4 Dead. Because I don't have it for the 360.
Well, then you should get it for the 360, because the amount of money you will pay to get it for the 360...
Yeah, but it's better on the PC. Because you can get custom maps.
But if I get a PC,
you can play it on rats.
All right, so I got to get this new PC.
See, I knew that would sell you.
You know my love for rats.
You can play it on rats. They have, like, other versions of rats with it. Oh, it's fantastic.
Counter-Strike map.
Yes, for those not in the know.
Yes. All right, well, I'll see. I've been thinking about getting a new computer. So we'll see what happens.
Left 4 Dead is exactly the most, you know, powerful of games. You don't need a behemoth to run it.
I mean, but I want a behemoth.
Everyone wants a behemoth. I mean, really, ladies. if you're looking for a behemoth.
New from Quiznos, the behemoth.
All right, I've got something.
I've got a lot of things in my pants.
Do you have something else?
No, continue.
Well, oh, okay. This is really my last thing. Is rank the diehards.
Oh, can you really do that?
We're gonna try. Well, clearly, the obvious choice for number one is the original
yes,
Die Hard.
That's
it's essentially rank the other three.
I guess I could only because gun to my head, if there's a terrorist pointing a gun to my head and John McClane isn't around and I had to do this, then yes, I would. But, I mean, I guess I'd go like 1, 4, 2, 3.
Really? You'd put 3 last?
Yeah. It's just not as good, or at least not as memorable.
Yeah, I would put 2 at the bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that throws me off.
But it 1, obviously.
Yes.
4, because it's just absurd.
Yes, absolutely.
It deserves, like, if that
1
was
didn't exist, 4 would be top. Like, it's...
Yeah, but I feel like if 1 didn't exist... Like, 4 would not have the appeal it does. It would just be a ridiculous movie where Bruce Willis just does ridiculous things. It would basically be Sin City.
Well, yeah. But I loved Sin City, so...
I loved Sin City, too.
The Reckoning.
I don't know. Samuel L. Jackson. He's the man.
He's the man, but he's always the man. He's never not the man. Doesn't it get old after a while? It does to me.
Yeah, God
damn
it.
I committed blasphemy.
All right, now I'm second guessing. I might. Fuck. Okay. 1, 4, 2, 3.
See?
Yep. It's really the only way.
I mean, it's not like 3 was bad. It's just.
Compared to 2.
Two and 3, they're not that much different in terms of enjoyability. It's just, I didn't want my secondary character to be like Samuel Jackson. That's Samuel Jackson doesn't play a lesser role that well, or at least in my opinion.
He needs to be loud and in charge.
He's either got to be the lead or like just some random awesome side character. I think the only way you can play with Samuel L. Jackson not being the lead character is Pulp Fiction, where you just have a bunch of random stories somehow converge.
Or Deep Blue Sea when he's the scientist and gets eaten.
Well, that involves sharks, so anytime you throw sharks into the mix.
Jaws 5 with Samuel L. Jackson. Is there a Jaws 5? Or is there even a Jaws 4? I know there's Jaws 3D.
Oh, Jaws 3D. I've seen like videos of the 3D effects in that. Oh my god, it's so bad. I just can't fathom why someone would want to see that.
I couldn't tell you either.
Just like 3D movies now.
I cannot stand 3D. You know what? Go fuck yourself. 3D
Ooh,
movies.
There we go.
That is mine. This is joint. Yep. Go fuck yourself.
I guess so. I mean, I don't hate them as much as many other people do. I agree that there's just needless amounts of it now.
Yes. Like, when it becomes a way to get around good storytelling,
yes.
Like, it's just...
It's becoming like a bullet on the back of the DVD box. Like, oh man, it's in 3D.
Yeah. It's just... And the movies I've seen in 3D are horrendous.
Well... what was it? Clash of the Titans? That's got to be the worst one so far that I've seen.
Yeah, well...
The movie was bad to begin with, but...
There was My Bloody Valentine 3D?
I didn't see that.
It was...
But Drag Me to Hell 3D was good.
There was a 3D Drag Me to Hell?
Yep. Oh, I saw that with, I'm not sure if I should say his name. Well, fuck it.
Yeah, just describe him.
Green Jello comes out of his kneecaps.
Oh.
And who else did I see that with? Someone else was there too, but mainly Jello Man.
Okay.
That's his new nickname from now on, or at least
Jello
on the show. Jello Man.
That's fair enough.
The movie. Oh, I remember too, and we'll say his name because we don't care about him. Justin.
Okay.
Justin well, and Jello Man. That was hilarious, though. The movie was good.
Drag Me to Hell was good.
But in 3D, with really good audio quality, I was surprised. That's what made the movie good. It was just how loud it was.
People, the louder the better.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like that's another good distraction. Instead of 3D, just make movies more loud. Just... That'll make things better.
That is the advice. Well, do you have anything else?
Let me just see here. I'll say that for next week, when it's more relevant.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
Yes. There's a chance that we won't discuss it, because I could change my mind on it. But, assuming I keep up with it, we'll discuss this at a later date and time, folks.
Indeed.
So, that's it from us, I suppose.
Yes, you are correct.
I am
in that
correct.
Assumption. So, till next week, I'm Rich.
I'm Brandon. And this has been High Standards.
This has been High Standards. Good night. I feel fast.
fantastic. And I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day. When I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. I feel fantastic. And I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day. When I felt the way.